Those two singles and a lot of other recordings. Great little folk rock San Francisco band that existed. Somebody said they saw them, and I saw posters recently, I think on the album package for gigs, and I don't know why I never saw them, because I really love those records, and I was hanging out in the city at that time, and I would have been aware. Must have been really small gigs or something, but one of those regrets. But nice that they somebody took care of their collection. Hold on a sec. There, that's better. The microphone got a little high on me. I don't know what. Maybe it's the fumes from all the cleaners in here. What was in there? Start off the Flaming Groovies, Dr. Boogie. And I noticed our Flaming Groovies CD collection has evaporated. Must be a fan around here. Or maybe Jim's loading him into the automation. I don't know. But no Flaming Groovies CDs to be had. And I searched around because people don't know the alphabet sometimes. But nope. Flaming Lips. Lots of Flaming Lips. No Flaming Groovies. What else? Oh, Mickey Hawk. Doing Mickey Hawk's doing Bit Bop Boom. One of Roy's favorite numbers. I think he recorded it and he used to play it live. Those guys, Roy and Danny Mim and Cyril Jordan, are huge music fans and knew some pretty obscure stuff. And when I got to know Roy Loney, I'd quiz him about songs and he would clue me in. And I was talking to James Serrell in San Francisco, another Flaming Groovies member, and he said that it was a huge education for him to land himself in the middle of these crazed record collectors. Yes, I'm still digging through and finding things that they turned me on to. And I miss that resource of Roy Loney, who you could ask him about something and you could see the wheel spin and he'd have an answer for you pretty quick. Deke Leonard, my late great friend Deke Leonard, from his, it wasn't actually on his album, it's an alternate version of a song. It's called Joyful Noise. It's from the album, the deluxe album version of Kamikaze. And when I was posting on Facebook the announcement for this show, that's how I spread the word around. I mentioned that Derek Leonard would be coming in after me, after all. And one of my Welsh friends did a double take because of Derek Leonard, Deke Leonard. And the other irony, coincidence, is Deke Leonard, one of Deke Leonard's nicknames was Duke Leopard. And of course, Derek Leonard calls himself Uncle Duke. I don't understand any of that, but it got somebody's attention and made me laugh. Rolling Stones, the EP version of Round and Round, I didn't realize that was different. It's also on an Italian album I do have, but I never compared, but somebody said, Ron, it's a more rockin' version on the EP than the album. And I wouldn't have known, except I have friends who are even more fussy than me. And that was rocking. That was nice. Alex Chilton rocking with his own song, Bangkok, off-covered song. Nomads did it. A lot of other people have done it since. Great, great song from a great, crazed songwriter. And finishing up with the Hot Knives. Got us to 4 o'clock. 4:03, actually. I went long. I misjudged. Forgive me. This is KGLT Bozeman, 91.9 FM, KGLZ East Helena, 89.1 FM, with translators K246BA, Bozeman, 97.1 FM, K220KD, Big Sky, 91.9 FM, K28BX Livingston, 89.5 FM, K296EF, Mammoth Hot Springs, 107.1 FM, K213AU, Big Timber, 90.5 FM, and streaming on the web at KGLT.net. And this is all made possible by Sissy Bill Saloon, now closed for the season and looking forward to reopening this summer. Updates and information online at sissybills.com or on Facebook. Ghost Town Coffee Roasters, featuring locally roasted specialty coffees, coffee equipment, barista training, and fresh food to go from the cafe. Online ordering at orderspoon.com or phone 577-2662, located at 104 Bridger Center Drive, across from the Story Mill Park, and at retailers throughout Montana. And this show is fueled by Ghost Town Coffee. Okay. Yep. Moving on. Just digging deep again. This is a very old favorite, and it like comfort food, comfort music.
Different in the spring. I know you're a seasonal beast, like the starfish that drift in with the tide, with the tide. So until your blood runs to meet the next full moon, Thank you.
Brian Eno from his debut album, Here Come the Warm Jets, as a title track. Finishing up that longest set. Been getting messages from friends that our streaming is maxed out, so they're not being able to get on. And they can't hear this message, but expanding our streaming is a priority at KGLT, because that's the way people listen. And we have listeners all over the world, and I'm happy that we've maxed it out, but it'd be nice to have unlimited streaming or a lot bigger thread. So if you're a regular, if you listen long distance and have trouble getting on, just remember we're thinking about you and trying to fix that. And I post my own archive at careerrecords.com. That's all one word, careerrecords.com. And just on the top of the menu to the far right, it says Radio Archive. And you click on it and it'll take you to the newest show. And last year and a half's worth of shows. And you can download them or stream them via that website. So it's always there. I have nearly 40 years of air checks from this show. Some on cassette, which are a little wobbly or a little fast. But I have a lot of CDs that I've saved at least the last 15 years. So I'll keep putting them back up. And you'll find some music. Just go dig around. There's plenty of stuff. Lots of music. Just the PSAs are out of date. Who else is on there? I sort of got sidetracked there because my friends are hurting. The kids out in the street can't tune in, and that's a drag. So what to start off with? Robert Wyatt from his second solo album, Rock Bottom. You heard Seasong. Just a favorite of mine from way back then, 73 or so, 74. Roxy Music from their sort of reunion album. They split up for a couple of years and came back and did the album Manifesto, which was actually a really good one, and maybe their last great album. Well, no, I'll give it to Avalon, but that Manifesto was one of the still a band, and loved them. They're a great live playing that stuff. You heard Stronger Through the Years. The Feelies in there from their debut, Raised Eyebrows, and Eno. And the Feelies cite Eno as a major influence, and it's no surprise. No surprise at all. 27 after the hour. Drifting and drifting along today. I have more music to play. I found all these things here. Let's see. Try this.
Some people ask me, what's the point of radio if virtually everybody's got a jukebox in their pocket? Connected up to some cloud, dialed up into the hard drive of some other computer up there in the sky for all we know. Well, did you know radio waves travel at the speed of light and pass through every object in its path? Radio connects you to those around you. It helps us sing along with somebody on the other side of town. Can your iPod do that? KGLT, Alternative Public Radio.
Yes, media, including radio, television, and newspapers, were declared essential services. So we are here trying to be essential and take care of you. So there you go. I'm going to move on. I had some more to play, and I sort of stretched out that last set. Make sure I got the right one. Yeah.
Angel, where you going with that money in your hand? Hey Joe, where you going with that money in your hand? I'm going downtown, I'm gonna buy me a blue steel 44. Going downtown, buy me a blue steel 44.
you're going with that, that gun in your hand. Hey, Joe, where you going with that gun in your hand? I'm gonna shoot my woman. I caught her with another man. You know I'm gonna shoot my woman, 'cause I caught her with another man. Hey Joe, I heard you shot your woman down. Hey Joe, well I heard you shot your woman down, you shot her down. Yes, I did, you know, I caught that woman out there running round. Yes, I did, when I caught her out, I'm running round. I shot her. Hey, Joe, where are you gonna go now?
Right now we got a song named When Cries Mary. Thank you very much. We have a song named When Cries Mary. We got to keep it going real quick. Go something like this. Yeah. Next single here, I hope. Well, after all the checks are in the boxes and the clowns have all gone to bed, happiness staggering on down the street. Footprints dressed in red, and the wind whispers Mary. A broom is drearily sweeping up the broken pieces of yesterday's life. Somewhere a queen is weeping. somewhere. A king has no wife. The wind cries, Mary. Traffic lights, they turn a blue tomorrow. And the shine of emptiness down on my bed. The tiny island sags downstream. Cause the life I live is dead. And the wind screams very. It's old age and it's wisdom. It whispers, no, this will be the last.
Rain. And the good Samaritan, he's dressing, he's getting going to the carnival tonight on Desolation Road. Ophelia, she's 'neath the window. For her I feel so afraid. On her 22nd birthday, she already is an old maid. To her death is quite romantic. She wears an iron vest. Her profession's her religion. Her sin is her lifelessness. And though her eyes are fixed upon Noah's great rainbow, she spends her time peeking into Desolation Row. Einstein disguised as Robin Hood, with his memories in our trunk, passed this way an hour ago with his friend, a jealous monk. Now he looked so immaculately frightful as he bummed a cigarette. Then he went off sniffing drain pipes and reciting the alphabet. You would not think to look at him, but he was famous long ago for playing the electric violin on Desolation Row. Dr. Filth, he keeps his world inside. His sexless patients, they are trying to blow it up. Now his nurse, some local loser, she's in charge of the cyanide hole, and she also keeps the cards that read "Have mercy on his soul." Far enough from Desolation Row. Across the street they've nailed the curtains. They're getting ready for the feast. The Phantom of the Opera in a perfect image of a priest. Here are spoon feeding Casanova to get him to feel more assured. Then they'll kill him with self-confidence after poisoning him with words. And the Phantom shouting to skinny girls, get out of here if you don't know. Casanova is just being punished for going to Desolation Row. At midnight, all the agents and the superhuman crew come out and round up everyone that knows more than they do. Then factory where the heart attack machine is strapped across their shoulders, and then the kerosene is brought down from the castles by insurance men who go check to see that nobody is escaping to Desolation Row. Praise be to Nero's Neptune, that's
dawn. Everybody's shouting, which side are you on? And Ezra Pound and T.S. Eliot fighting in the captain's tower, while calypso singers laugh at them and fishermen hold flowers. Between the windows of the sea, where lovely mermaids flow, and nobody has to think too much about Desolation Row. Yesterday, about the time the doorknob broke, when you asked me how I was doing, was that some kind of joke? All these people that you mentioned, yes, I know them, they're quite lame. I had to rearrange their faces and give them all another name. Right now, I can't read too good. Don't send me no more letters, no. Not unless you mail them from Desolation Row.
Big long blast of Bob Dylan there from Highway 61 Revisited, Desolation Row. And a couple years ago, I actually got to drive down Highway 61 in Mississippi. That's quite the experience. Well, I'll start off with Tim Rose from his debut album, Tim Rose. You heard his version of Hey Joe, which Jimi Hendrix liberally borrowed from. Jimi Hendrix himself, borrowing from Bob Dylan, doing his fantastic When Christ Mary. Second single, I believe. Second or third. As Hey Joe and Purple Haze and When Christ Mary came out in quick succession in England and really put him on the map. And then finish up with Bob Dylan. It's 12 minutes in front of 5 o'clock. This is going by way too quick for me, so I'm just going to say I'm going to continue right now.
Something there on the coloring book?
It's the Deputy Dan coloring book. We're going to read it to the kids.
I'm going to help translate this. This is a publication for school children, and it's in Spanish.
Sí. Oh, boy, this is going to be good.
Mi nombre es Deputy Dan, del Departamento del Sheriff, del Condado de Los Angeles.
My name is Deputy Dan, and I work for the sheriff of that's a very strange word.
Condado
there.
De Los Angeles.
Ah, I work for the sheriff of the jail of Los Angeles.
Deputy Dan nos dice, nunca suban a carros de personas extrañas.
Don't get into any strange cars with Deputy Dan. what that says there.
Les enseña a cuidarse por las calles.
Deputy Dan will walk small Chinese children across the street.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Is that nice?
Deténgase, mire, escuche, antes de cruzar la calle.
Run like hell when you cross the street, because Deputy Dan is after you. That's for
that's
the ghettos.
No siga la pelota hacia la calle.
Now this is a very interesting. This is linguistic here. The translation of that might be, let's rock and roll or let the dance go on. Word for word, it's don't follow the balls when they make the street. It's very hard to translate literally from Spanish.
Don't follow the balls when they make the street.
Something like that. It's,
obedeza las leyes para su seguridad.
You better obey all the laws or they'll put you in security prison.
Right on,
right on. nos ayuda cuando estamos golpeados.
Deputy Dan will knock us down when we're injured by a car. I think is what that is.
That's terrible.
Si nos perdemos.
This is a shot of naked children, or almost naked children, being picked up by a police helicopter way up in the mountains where they've gone. That's Deputy Dan will find us no matter how far away we go. It's a translation of that.
Deputy Dan es su amigo.
Deputy Dan. Scary. Deputy Dan.
Has no friends.
Has no friends.
I know enough Spanish. I know him personally, sir.
Right, that's very good.
finally. No le abran las puertas a personas extrañas.
Never open the door for Deputy Dan. He's on the other side.
He doesn't have to knock anymore, you
know,
Deputy
Dan. That's
a
wonderful publication.
Hi, boys and girls. I'm Peter Pitcher, sure.
Along the company and a shotgun on automobile, giving grease a ride. I was driving so lazy, my baby went crazy to stop me. Why? I just love my baby, but cool. When I'm inside, I feels like a slug. Bye, 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 bye. I was feeling the wheel was as real as the wheel driving me so wild. Stars when the road left her far, going far into